Hey everyone, welcome to the Hottest Podcast. It is episode 18, February 5th on the date of recording. We're gonna give you a heads up. We don't have much to talk about for this week because nothing really happened this week. So we're just gonna talk about some personal stuff here and there about school. Ask some questions.
Ooh, nice. Cool.
And my voice is like gone because I just ran to school and back to pick up some Garska cookies. I'm not sure if it was worth my voice, but yeah, just a heads up. So, something that's coming up next week is the schedules. Looking at our schedules on at least on Wednesday for me and Brody. I'm not sure about for Finley and Paul goes to a different school right now. Oh, dude, my voice is like, I can't talk. This hurts.
Did you drink water?
Okay. Yeah, I'm drinking tea right now.
Oh, what kind of tea?
I'm not sure, it's just hot.
It's just hot.
Yeah, it's warm.
Did you drink iced tea?
Right now. When my like throat is burning, I don't know. Mm-hmm. No, I'm also like on the verge of sweating right now because I have like two layers on.
Oh, okay.
And it's like hot outside. It's like
you shouldn't just take a layer off unless you're being like forced to wear extra layers.
I can actually take this shirt off. Okay, so let's talk about our schedules. I want to know what classes you guys are gonna take. But it's in a few days.
I'm not sure, but
what classes do you think you're gonna take, like approximately?
Probably just like I think definitely there's four requirements for my school for sophomore year. It's like math, English, I think U.S. history and physics, yeah, but you can take like different types of stuff. Yeah.
You're gonna take which talk or what math are you gonna take?
Maybe like, I'm not sure. Probably calculus BC.
You took AB this year, right?
Yep.
BC next year. Oh, it should be like easy for you.
No, I don't think so. It's gonna be an AP class.
No, but it's just more AB.
No, it's BC. BC. Yeah, probably AP that. And then AP like, oh yeah, and we have two things that we can, or two periods that we can choose to do what we want, right? So I think I want to take psychology for one of them.
Oh, psychology, okay.
Yeah, I might. And? I don't know if I'll do AP for that. And then the other one, I might. Oh yeah, I was going to do Spanish, I think, again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait,
are you taking A push?
No.
Okay. Okay.
Just taking normal. But yeah, that's pretty much it. I don't know what AP. I mean, I registered for them like a month ago, maybe. No, maybe like 2 weeks ago. But I think I'm taking like AP math. Or yeah, AP Calc. I have three APs. AP Calculus, AP. I'm not taking Physics for sure. I think I have AP English, and then AP.
Are you taking? Are you guys taking Biochem?
You have to take Bio next year.
Yeah, right. for you guys probably. We have to take Physics because we already took Biology.
All right. Yeah, our school is like special.
Special.
Like, our district is our special.
Is it?
No, like every other school does physics junior year, but ours does physics on freshman year. It's kind of dumb.
That's weird. Yeah. Wait, so it means that you could teach me physics. I don't have to like do anything. You already took physics pretty much.
No.
What?
Yeah, my physics teacher was like good, but we didn't learn jack shit from that.
Well,
also terrible
that's like
in
all
it.
Teachers.
We were so bad. Oh my god.
It's probably just like the subject, honestly. Like even when I have like decent teachers, I never learn anything when it comes to like science and chemistry, biology, physics, or whatever.
Yeah, that's, like, I like science related to math.
I like math. I mean, I don't know if I like math. I'm okay at math. Unless it's like word problems or something. I don't like word problems.
Oh, Paul, are you gonna take any AP yeah. English classes?
Yeah, I'm taking AP English, I think.
What
I could have just taken all APs, technically.
Wait, do you... I mean, are there only, like...
suck in Spanish.
Wait, what yeah. kind of AP English class?
Not sure. I don't know what's the difference.
Oh.
And we have to take a history, too. I don't know about you guys.
Oh, I... Okay, so here's my schedule.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna take AP Lang, Calc BC, Honors Bio.
You're taking Calc BC?
Yeah.
Ooh.
And is then... AP? Yeah.
Oh.
Like everyone. Wait, so, everyone's gonna uh-huh. take it pretty much.
That's good then. Because we'll yeah, be in the same then, class. You could like help me.
No, you can help me.
What?
Well, I'm gonna take it over the summer as well. And then Honors Bio, normal American history, because screw freaking AP history anything. Because I hated AP Euro with a passion.
What? Well,
yeah.
Hey, we've passed all the boring stuff. We're finally getting to somewhat interesting things. Everything's boring until World War One. Then it gets interesting.
World War One.
That's when things are relevant. Yeah.
Yeah. Who cares about the Renaissance?
Hey, the Renaissance is cool. It's not gonna...
Okay. So, but for like American history, they're gonna be covering like old stuff as well, and like Vietnam War and stuff.
Yeah, it's the same. I'm not with interested us, I think. In that. Wait. And for yours is American history, right?
Uh huh.
For us is like U.S. history, which I guess it's different because U.S. is not the same.
No, it's the same thing.
Okay. But yeah, that's pretty much. I don't know. I don't think that'll be that hard. I didn't take AP for that because I'm not that big on history. Like even if it's like something interesting, like an event that's kind of like fascinating.
Favorite.
I don't know. There's a lot of reading and all that. I don't want to read AP, which I already have to read a ton for AP. Yeah. I guess AP US or AP World History. I don't like it. So it's like because like the teachers. I hope he's not listening to this, but like,
okay.
Imagine our teachers are just like listening and not this. What happens if one of your teachers watches this?
No way. Huh? No, there's no way.
I could tell one of your teachers.
Nah.
Why?
Don't do it, please. What? All right. So I'm taking the American history and then Spanish 5-6, and then AP mm-hmm. Chem and then band. I'm gonna do 7 periods next year. I'm gonna try double O.
Seven.
You're gonna do double, AP double chemistry?
Yeah, AP chem.
Double O is so early.
Really?
Yeah, it's like 7 a.m. But I think I can do it if I get used to it.
I thought you had it in all of middle school pretty much, right?
But that's not 7 a.m.
That was like 8 a.m.
I mean, if it's online, which is probably not. Okay.
No, it's gonna be in person.
How do you know?
Well, now it's not. You just jinxed it. Good job.
Well, there. Hooray.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes, I'm going to do AP Chem. Because.
Chemistry is pretty
good. Our chemistry teacher is, like, really good.
I know. Wait, who's your chemistry teacher?
She's called Miss Small. She has a PhD.
A PA? What?
So our
in chemistry? Teacher, you gotta be joking. Why would you get a PhD in chemistry? That just means that she's gonna be like boring.
Our physics teacher from last year also had a PhD in physics, but I hated it.
Exactly.
So, but Miss Bald is like the best science teacher I've ever had right now. Like, she goes at a good pace as well. So, yeah. Like, I think it's smart to take AP Chem next year because we're learning about the same thing this year, so it's gonna be fresh in our memory.
What? Wait, like... how are you guys learning about the same thing? Confused on that. It's like the same class or something.
No, it's just like more difficult. It just goes like into more depth. goes more depth into the topic.
Oh.
Yeah, I already drank like the whole entire cup that I just brought over.
Dang.
So yeah, I'm gonna do that. And then we are 89% sure going to Disneyland next year. So I wanted to take Ben just for that.
Who said 89%?
I said
89%. How's the 89%?
Corona ends, we're definitely going.
Why?
If vaccine comes out.
Wait, so who's going then?
Wind Ensemble, like the classical band, and
yeah,
chamber orchestra.
Okay, so wait, are you guys still in band? Is everyone still in band?
Yeah, yeah, all of us.
I thought you guys saw Quick Band. What?
Nah, dude. The band's an easy A.
Oh yeah, obviously.
There's no way I'm giving a band.
It's the same for Justice. He said it's super easy for me, man. Because, like, especially for online, apparently you don't have to do anything.
Like, since we've been doing it since, like, middle school and maybe elementary for Brody, like,
Brody's been doing it since elementary?
Yeah. Like, the consistency. What? And I've also been doing it for elementary as well.
Me too.
Yeah.
Band's only easy because our band program sucks. If we were to have Sarah's,
what are you talking about?
Band's super hard if you have like a
I know
actually
like,
good program.
Yeah. Then you got to keep up with everyone. But same with Live Oak. I don't know. Everything is kind of.
I feel like Castellara band was harder than our band.
Castellara band was like pretty good though. Like compared to like a lot of
dude. Castellara band was like it was so much better than ours.
Kind of weird. I mean, it's only because like people actually practice. I mean, like there was a few people that kind of like carried, like, which I don't know how, but yeah, I don't know how you carry in band, but like they kind of like made it sound good.
Yeah.
We're lucky our school doesn't have a marching band.
You guys don't have
marching band.
Oh, boy.
During the summer, schools with marching band have to like do march like all day.
That's stupid.
I know. Which is...
Wait, why does what's his name again? The tenor sax guy.
What? Who?
The Jonas? Tenor in our band.
Is that Jonas?
Yeah. Why does he want to do marching?
Marching sucks. I don't know why anyone would want to do that.
Dude, it sounds like getting super sweaty. Football
some
game.
People just want to do marching band
and like some weird costume and like you have to memorize your music. I don't want to do that. So yeah, we did. So we were supposed to go to Disneyland this year because we did like a giant fundraising for it, but then Corona happened, so we technically have 2 years worth of fundraising.
What?
For the trip.
So it's gonna be good because then then
like it's for sure gonna happen if Corona.
Maybe unless I don't know.
Unless like Miss Levy guys just... like unless she retires or something or something crazy happens. I don't know. But yeah, hopefully we go to Disneyland. I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to just like hanging out.
You're
I just
to want to
go to a theme park and ride like roller coasters, dude. I want that thrill.
Disneyland was good. 8th grade or whatever grade, any grade. We should go to Disneyland.
Are
you guys on the same band? Like the same band?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Dude, the auditions are a joke.
What? Hey, how are they
actually a joke? Dude, I scuffed up my audition in middle school so bad. I just did it in one take. I scuffed it up so bad. And then, like... So...
Okay, I don't like auditions or, like, anything. Auditions just...
Okay. So, like, Aston, he scuffed it up so freaking bad. He was sure that he wasn't gonna make it in, but then he made it in. So, it was like, dude, you can just, like, not even look at the music and just, like, sight-rated it. In your video,
much, okay.
And you still get
I,
it.
I'm pretty sure sight reading is like my worst part. I don't like sight reading at all.
Sight reading is like, I'm not great at it.
It depends. Like, there's a lot of times when, like, I feel like I'm prepared, but then, like, I messed up on, like, the first, like, I don't know, on, like, a part of it, and the rest just goes horrible, because, like, I can't, like, if I, like, messed up on, or if I messed up on one part, then, like,
yeah.
It's
a train wreck.
Yeah, I messed up on the entire thing. But whereas, like, I guess it's with any song, with other stuff you practice, and with scales, I don't know, scales are pretty easy. I mean, if you don't know your scale.
Yeah, you're, like, you're, like, best at your instrument, and like just
that's I don't know about that.
What they play at Castle Oro, like you're better than Andrew and Nolan.
What? No one's better than you. Well, I'm not better than you though. So I don't know what you're talking about.
No, like
what?
How can I
say you were like, I don't know. You were really good at the tenor, smoking at it. You are so good.
Never mind. What? Brody, what's your schedule gonna look like?
Let's see. BC. Language, whatever AP, whatever that's called.
AP language.
Honors bio, band.
Uh-huh.
What am I missing?
History.
I guess I'll take Spanish. I hate Spanish. It's terrible.
Yeah, Spanish.
Yeah,
sucks.
But you're like 3 years.
God. You don't need 3 years. It's not required. Anything,
yeah, so. Get into at least the UC.
And then I guess I'll take A push too.
What is A push?
Okay, you that. Take A push and tell me how much you hate it.
Okay.
What is A push?
All right. AP US history.
Is it good or no?
Oh. It's the same thing as US history, but like, it's more homework.
So it's good then. You like more homework.
And know.
But it's also AP, so it gives like more credit. So
yeah. Well, if it works for you, good luck with it. I just don't think I'm ever gonna be a historian kind of a person.
Me neither. Or science as well.
So. All right. Well, Finley, what's your skills are gonna look like?
I'm taking the exact same thing as Brody's taking.
Wait, are you taking BC as well?
Yeah, he's taking.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's
taking
the same
math. Everyone's taking like the same thing.
Yeah.
Why is everyone taking the same thing? What?
I don't know. I'm doing the.
Wait, so what are you supposed to take after them?
Yeah, what are you guys gonna take?
What do you take after BC?
Probably stats.
That's four. No one likes it.
I want you guys to take multivariable with me.
What is
how hard is multivariable?
What is a multivariable?
So like, it's 3D geometry.
3D geometry?
What about 4D geometry? 5D.
4D. 4D kidding would happen 60. Right now.
What?
4D geometry?
No,
so it's just 3 variables. So you know I was like just 2 variables this time? It's just 3 variables.
But is it calculus?
Yeah, multivariable calculus.
So 3 I don't even know what calculus is.
Yeah.
Maybe. Neither do I.
What the heck is kind of like the definition of calculus?
Yeah, so 3
like a bunch of boring math.
3 variable calculus means absolutely nothing to me. So.
Yeah, considering how many variables calculus actually has, that was like a billion.
No, like. It's either one input and then 2 outputs, or like 2 inputs and like 1 output. I don't know. It's something like that. I watched a YouTube video about it. It just looked cool. You like put stuff on a graph and it's like, it's pretty cool. Maybe I'll think about it.
We haven't even learned anything this year, though.
We really haven't. We just reviewed like everything from algebra, too.
That's good.
No, that's not good.
He's gonna learn anything.
Also, have you noticed we've only done 50 pages in the Spanish textbook?
Yeah. Yeah.
How are you supposed
to... Yeah, I'm not gonna remember. I don't remember anything that I learned from last year from Spanish. I'm not gonna remember anything from this year either.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
I don't even know if I learned anything this year, to be honest. Like, I don't know. Like, yeah, I don't know if he's taught stuff. I just don't know if I learned anything, considering, like, my Spanish skills.
So, like, I swear I'm gonna screw up Spanish 5-6 so bad, unless the teacher is, like, super easygoing.
Yeah.
Like, hopefully they teach from 1-2.
Yeah, I don't think you want Vitaly. Apparently, Vitaly is really hard.
Oh.
Vitaly.
Okay, I'll try to avoid her. Finley, what are you gonna take after their BC?
Depends on how hard calculus is. Maybe I'll take multivariable.
Ooh.
Mr. Ooh. Mankin said that statistics was more important.
yeah, I remember some things.
A lot of people do recommend going stats and then taking multivariable in college.
Mm.
But I just don't want to use that.
Mr. Mankin's a beast. Mankin. I trust Mr. Mankin.
I'll just go with stats then.
We're not picking for next year yet, though. So it's not like we're gonna
have. We'll think about that later.
I mean, not for next year, for the senior. Not next year.
Are you guys going to take AP Chem or AP Physics?
What is that?
Doesn't McDonough teach AP Physics?
Yeah.
I'm not taking AP Physics.
Who is that?
She's the worst teacher on campus. But she actually knows what she's talking about. But her classes are fucking hard as hell.
Then that's like, good, because you like hard classes.
It's hell. It's hell for your GPA.
Well,
like the average grade right now is a C.
Then you gotta be above average, you know, you don't wanna be average.
And apparently the highest score on the latest test I did was a D+.
Ooh.
How?
The highest score.
So that means that she has really bad students or something.
No, they're like all like smart people.
Wasn't she great on a curve?
She does. If many people complain about it. Like,
well,
more than
90%,
which they do. Dude, she only curved like one or two tests last year out of like however many that we had.
How many did you have?
A lot.
That's good.
Yeah, I barely passed that with a B.
you passed it though with a B. So it means it's not hard.
Nah, it was stressful. Yeah, I can't imagine how people are doing it this year online. That must be terrible.
Apparently Mr. Mankin is an extremely terrible computer teacher.
He is?
Yeah.
What?
Makes sense.
Wait,
it does.
I can see that.
How do you know that, Rudy? Or how do you know?
My mom has a lot of friends whose kids go to Castellara.
Oh. Wait, and he teaches computer or what?
Well like online yeah, distance geometry. Learning. He's a terrible online geometry teacher.
What? How?
How does this computer work?
our pre-calc teacher is like, she's pretty smart. She pre-records the lectures and then she just records it once and then just sends it out to all the classes.
Then she just sit there.
Yeah, it's pretty smart. And like, we can go back when we need to and like pause it. It's really nice. I like how she did it. Yeah, that's how everyone else should be doing it.
Oh.
That's a smart thing to do. Well, maybe like math is the one class that you shouldn't be doing that, but like,
why? No, math is the one class
where a lot of people would have questions if they don't understand. They should be able to answer right away.
Then figure it out for yourselves. You can pretty much figure it out if you're just doing online, if you're using like,
that's true,
Google, because like you can pretty much Google like anything or YouTube anything.
Um,
Yeah, no, Mr. Manning's class was like, it was still like.
So Brody,
but like he says, without struggle, there's
no progress.
Exactly. So it means that you're whoever the hardest teacher is a good teacher because she makes you struggle. That's all.
Yeah, but.
But. There's GPA no progress if you don't struggle.
Your GPA's gonna tank.
Well, it's better that you gain knowledge than gain a stupid letter grade.
UCs are not looking into. They're not.
You're smart.
Taking SATs anymore. You're only dependent on your extracurriculars and your GPA. Like your GPA has to be the top.
The top.
Like they're probably gonna filter out under like 3.8 or something.
You gotta get 5.0. 3.8, that's kind of a low standard for like a UC.
Well, like some people with like 3.8 are like really smart still. They just maybe have like, I don't know, UC average, like even Stanford's average GPA is not 4.0, it's below that.
Really? What?
So like they do select people under that GPA level. So like if it's under like 3.9, they're not even gonna look at you. Like, especially since they're not taking SATs.
What?
So, like, you gotta get that GPA and then make sure your classes look good.
Or you could be a world-class badminton player.
Exactly. Oh, yes, you get a scholarship for badminton.
Yeah, come on, June. Gotta keep practicing.
All right. I'll
June, get a scholarship for badminton.
I'll practice 24/7 when we get back.
Really? 24/7.
Yeah,
well,
no sleep,
you
no
can
sleep.
you can work out your forearms or whatever.
Oh yeah, I got my arms are like toothpicks right now. I haven't done like not... biceps and triceps at all.
Dude, you do them like every day pretty much. So.
No, I dude, okay. So like doing bench press, it only does like the front deltoids and like maybe back deltoids and like
what
a little bit
is
of
a deltoid?
Well, like it doesn't work my arm at all, dude.
It literally sounds like a shape in geometry, like a trapezoid or something, a deltoid.
The deltoid is like, it's the muscle in your shoulder.
What?
Oh, there's multiple.
There's deltoids. Muscles in your shoulders?
Whoa.
Whoa. I don't know, it's two exercises that works your shoulder, though. Your whatever deltoids are.
I want to widen my shoulders.
Why?
I can get better fits.
What?
Well, I'm going to be taking AP Chem next year. So are you guys going to take AP Chem during senior year if you're not taking AP Physics?
I'll take AP Bio.
Bio. Oh, yeah, that's smart. Might be going to medical field. Yeah, I don't think I'm going to Bio. Yeah?
June, what happened to your rocket that crashed?
Rocket?
You have a rocket that crashed?
Yeah, Elon Musk's rocket.
Oh, SN8.
What happened to it?
SN8. Oh no, SN9. Okay, so it launched. It did what it was supposed to do, and then when it was coming down, the second engine didn't fire, so it didn't get back to position like vertically before touchdown. So it was still in like the belly flop position when it landed.
Did it explode?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. What happened?
Elon Musk exploded a rocket.
He exploded?
No.
Wait, he died?
His rocket exploded.
Oh, well, that's not a problem.
SpaceX rocket exploded.
He has enough money for like a billion of those things. So. Literally. Maybe not. I don't know how much rockets cost.
Probably like a few million dollars. But he's like the richest man in the world, so.
You could lose all your money if you don't invest your stocks right, or whatever. Invest. That's kind of true. Like it's like all those GameStop people, or the other people, not the GameStop people. The other people lost money from it.
Ferdy, what science class are you gonna take during senior
Wait,
year?
Wait, Ferdy's in here?
I mean, not Ferdy, Finley.
Okay, yeah, I was gonna say, when is Ferdy coming? Stuff. Where is Ferdy?
Finley.
Yeah.
For senior year.
Probably AP chemistry or environmental science.
Environment
and science. That's a thing. I didn't.
Yeah, AP environmental science.
Hold on, I'm gonna search it up right now. Where? What other science classes are out there?
Biosite.
Is it an AP?
I don't know.
Marine science. That's offered. Okay, physiology. That doesn't sound fun. Marine science. That sounds hard. AP environmental science, AP biology, AP chemistry, physics. Okay.
Okay.
Environmental science. What do you do in environmental science?
No clue.
Environmental science is a college level class designed for students who had completed biology. Oh.
Oh.
Contemplating major in science. Blah, blah, blah.
Does Finley want to do a major in science?
Wait, Finley, are you going to be a STEM major?
I don't know.
Great right. Answer.
Identify and analyze environmental problems, potential human beings. That's pretty interesting. That's a lot of prerequisite classes.
Prerequisite.
I mean, I guess you're gonna be taking those anyway. Yeah, I think I'm gonna have to take AP Physics. I get out of a class in college.
Why? You don't know why.
Because I'm gonna be a STEM major. I want to be an engineer of some sort.
You do? And
if you want to be an engineer, you have to get physics.
Why do you want to be an engineer? Is that why you're taking robotics?
Yeah. And like, also robotics is fun. That's how you should join it. Tim668.org.
What? are you
sign
like
up for
promoting?
Our robotics team.
Are you promoting? Oh my god.
Yeah. FRC team. Team668.
You're promoting. No.
Yeah,
no,
our website is team668.org. Make sure to join. Alright. Yeah, it's pretty fun. It's fun. We go out and get food. That's like one of the main points. and we like, well, not everyone, but like
you
some of us
food?
Go out to like
really?
Go fun at night and like, yeah.
What? Huh.
Yeah.
What part of the Gulfin has anything to do with robotics?
Like, after late night dinners, we just like... we went out to Gulfin and it started raining. That was fun. Yeah. And maybe I'll look into other classes. Maybe I shouldn't take physics.
Great idea.
Maybe not.
But like, that's free money. But like, that's gonna take my... GPA a lot.
Why?
Because physics is hard at a
is
school.
It? Well, I have to take physics too. I mean, I guess physics is
Oh, yeah. You take physics and then tell me how it is.
What?
Wait, well, are you taking normal physics or AP physics?
I'm not sure. I don't want to take AP physics, so I'm probably just going to take normal. Because AP physics, I don't like science at all, so I don't think I enjoy that very much. Right. Like, even if it helps my grade, like, if I fail that thing... I'd rather, like, I don't know, have a better chance of passing than a better chance of failing.
I'm not sure what physiology is. Doesn't really... Oh, that's, like, human body stuff. Oh, no.
What?
I don't want to be an enemy.
What?
Do you get to dissect frogs?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I hate, like, body
dissecting
stuff.
Frogs?
Like,
what?
That's hard. You gotta, like, remember
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, it's kind of true, I think. Like, there's so much, like, human bodies are complicated.
Yeah, also, like...
Like, I don't know, but, like, I'd rather just, like, I don't know.
Like, human anatomy, like, there is no pattern to it. Like,
yeah,
I think I'm good at only if the things that I'm learning can be related to other things I already know. And the
body is probably, you can relate it to your
body. So, and then only if they have a pattern to it, like math has a pattern to it, science has some sort of patterns to it.
Math has a pattern to it?
History doesn't have a pattern to it, that's how I suck at it.
History has a pattern to it.
Spanish is so random.
Oh my god,
I hate Spanish. It doesn't make any sense.
I know. I don't know what.
It's like the opposite of English.
I know.
Yeah. It's the opposite of Korean as well.
What? So like... How can Spanish do that? Isn't Mandarin like the opposite of Korean? Or
I'm not sure it actually.
No, it's not. Yeah, it's just a little different.
Yeah, I would rather take Chinese instead of Spanish.
What? Me too. I mean, I don't know. I'd rather. And also, because Mandarin. What?
Which Chinese language is the most common and most commonly
used? Mandarin?
Yeah, I'll probably learn Mandarin instead of Spanish.
Like... Cantonese is in Hong Kong, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't speak it, though.
I'll probably need to learn both of them.
What? You don't need to.
Because, if you're going to be working at, a big company, you're probably going to be working with Chinese manufacturers.
I know, but it doesn't mean that you could have, translators or whatever, and, people working for you.
I mean, it'd be so much easier if I can speak the language.
It's also because it's like a diesel, because you know, another language is always diesel. It means that more people you can communicate with.
And the characters are pretty cool.
Characters. Mandarin characters are.
Yeah. Dude, when you write them really nice, it looks cool, alright?
Yeah. I don't know about that.
The writing is pretty hard, though.
I know, writing is hard. Like, I can only write, my own name. But,
I can write my name.
You can?
Well, you have to, keep, because there's kind of no pattern to them.
Yeah,
you
have to, remember them. Yeah, I know, it's, so stupid.
If you don't write them, you're going to forget them. So, exactly. You have to, always be writing them.
The only reason I remember my own name is because, for school, you have to, write your name on every paper and whatever. Every school, I guess.
And Korean has the same thing as well. I'm not sure if they're the same characters, but it's called Hanja.
Korean and Mandarin.
Hanja. Uh-huh. And
yes.
It's like Chinese characters. It's similar to Cantonese and Mandarin. I'm not sure if they're the same thing, the Korean thing, but they look similar, and it also looks cool when you write those as well.
It looks cool. The only purpose is for it looks to look cool.
And they have and the meanings are pretty cool as well.
Meanings? Water. I mean, there's some
water,
patterns.
Water, fire, air, earth.
Oh, Avatar. Avatar.
So yeah. I'm gonna be the only one taking AP Chem next year. Great.
Really?
Yeah. Brody, you should do 7 classes with me.
No, I can't wake up that early. And also, you live relatively close to school, so you don't have to wake up as early.
Exactly. Oh, you can just walk to school.
You can run to school?
Even longer.
Take AV Chem with me.
You know what? If we could learn how to teleport, then I could get there early.
I know.
And explode.
I'm in that invention that I'm in the game that we're playing where you have to teleport. I don't know. Well, it's if you have a fear of high and 11 or something, go in there. Who made that up? The fear of 9/11. Who made that? Why?
Well, we did promise that we'll end it off early. It's past 4:10, Finley.
Finley's still here.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
we're about to hit
got canceled. So.
Oh. All right. Well, it has been 40 minutes, and actually, do we have more things to talk about?
We can always think of more things to talk about.
Yeah, we always think of something, whether it may be food or whatever.
Yeah, what kind of food?
Actually, it's mostly what kind of food is at this place, or what kind of food is what kind of food is.
What can you eat to make sore throat? because I want to fix this. And it hurts.
Are you going to work out? Oh, you can work out. You're going to have like a protein drink.
Do you have any cough drops?
I don't think I do. I think I threw them away.
What? How could you throw away cough drops?
Because they expire.
They do?
Well maybe we have them. I think I have some.
Cough drops expire? I did not know that. Wait, if you
ate
don't
them
open
all before,
them, do they expire?
Before they expire. Still...
Wait a sec. I did not know cough drops expire. Like, if you don't open them, do they still expire?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess everything expires out. Like, if you like, I don't know, put, like, water for, like, a billion years or something. I feel like something will happen, right? Expiration day for water.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, we don't eat cough drops unless we have sore throat.
You have a sore throat, though. So what are you going to do?
I barely get sore throats or get sick.
Really?
Like, this is an occasion where I get a sore throat from running too hard.
Oh, boy.
It'll probably get better, but...
Honestly, I'm so confused.
It'd be nice to get rid of it fast. Oh, have you guys ever gotten a sore throat when you haven't done anything and you're not sick?
What?
Like, you haven't ran?
I got a sore throat from, like, screaming too much at Disneyland, I think.
No, not like that. Like...
On the roller coaster, it's done. Yeah, like, that was fun.
Have you ever gotten a sore throat when you didn't do anything that would have caused you to get a sore throat?
Depends. Maybe, like, I don't know. I mean, I feel like everything happens. Like, if you're getting a sore throat, it should happen for, like, a reason. Yeah. I mean, unless you're getting, like, I don't know, cancer or something. But like, it's still something that's happening to you, like disease or whatever. It still be like a cold or like coronavirus.
Because someone in a YouTube video got a sore throat when they're just in a car.
Coronavirus?
With the heater on by themselves.
Or if you're like singing with like bad technique, then you can get a sore throat, Jim.
Oh, yeah. Maybe they're talking a lot.
In June.
Yeah, I think it's kind of worse because I've been talking for 40 minutes straight now.
What? Oh boy.
You're
gonna go work out.
Yeah, maybe I won't because this hurts quite bad.
I know you should be resting.
Making
if you're like
no excuses.
What?
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
I mean, like working out my arms don't really affect.
Yes, it does. Working
well, they
out...
don't require me to not have a sore throat.
Yeah, they kind of do.
Unless I'm counting out loud.
Well, are you counting out loud? Is that why you have a sore throat?
No.
How do you even count out loud? Like, I don't know where you get the energy to count out loud in a workout.
Just to make sure that I don't miss counts, so I don't do extra laps. Oh,
what are you gonna do extra? It should be so you don't cheat yourself out of any. So you're gonna do extra.
Because I do like many workouts. Well, like many exercises after another. Like it's not like one or two of like a lot of reps.
Why?
And if I do like if I overwork in one exercise, I won't be do the other ones properly.
Why?
Because I'll be, like, too tired.
Well, then just don't have that many exercises.
Alright.
That's cool. Don't have any exercises.
Well, I think I'm gonna end it off. It's getting worse. And I ran out of water.
And you have to go work out.
Yeah, and I'm too lazy to get up and get water and to come back. So, yeah. This episode will be out next week, I think. Yeah, next week. So all the scheduled things that we talked about, it would have already been decided, and we'll talk about it for next week's podcast, which will be out next week. Alright. Thank you for listening or watching. Have a great day. Bye bye.